Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. Talking with me today is Alexis Hampo with Visit Hot Springs. Tell me about what you do over there.
Sure, yeah. So I'm the special events manager at Visit Hot Springs. I've been there for about 4 years now. So I work on a variety of different events, including the World Championship Running of the Tubs, Bridge Street Live, the World Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade, SpaCon Pop Culture and Comic Convention, Good Run Mountain Biking Festival, and the Hot Springs Fishing Challenge.
It's a lot to do.
Yeah, they're nice and spaced out.
Yeah, sounds like some almost every month, huh?
Just about. You know, we've got the Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade in March, Bridge Street Live and Running of the Tubs in June. The Fishing Challenge is going on now until July 31st. SpaCon is in September. It's a lot. Good Runs in November. There's a lot of things, but it kind of covers all the seasons.
Nice. Tell me about Bridge Street Live is the one that's coming up.
Sure, yeah. Bridge Street Live starts this Thursday, June 1st. It's definitely a block party style event, which is nice because, you know, it's completely free to come to. So not only do any of the visitors in town get to come and listen to free live music, but a lot of the locals do too. There's vendors all along Bridge Street, food trucks. A lot of the restaurants come out and sell beer, wine, cocktails, and sometimes food as well. So it's just a really good time.
Awesome. What kind of music do you guys have over there?
Yeah, so we've got five different nights. It's every Thursday in June is when Bridge Street Live takes over the Bridge Street Live Entertainment District. The district opens at 5, live music starts at 7, and then the event concludes at 10. So this Thursday, we've got the Mighty Souls Brass Band. They are out of Memphis, Tennessee, and they've taken a lot of inspiration. It's led by a tuba bass line, if that kind of gives you an idea of the style of music that they play. They have taken from a lot of different genres, not just, you know, a lot of it is based in the New Orleans kind of parade marching style, while also paying a lot of attention to recognizing and taking that influence from the history of Memphis music. So it's got a little bit of funk, a little bit of soul, a little bit of marching band, some swing in there. And I think it's something that everybody can really get into. So that's coming up this Thursday. Next Thursday is Manhattan. I'm expecting to become a crowd favorite. They've got a pretty big horn section, and they do pop covers, every cover under the sun, all the crowd favorites. They're out of Dallas, Texas. So very danceable, high energy. Everybody will know every song they play, which is really nice. You know, it's really nice when you get to see the crowd sing along with everything and dance to something they know.
Oh, yeah.
The Thursday after that, we've got Cliff and Susan's Pink Piano Show. They're a local duo. They actually have a residency at Oaklawn. So if you like them, you can always go see them at Oaklawn, too. But they do like a mix of country, blues, rock, pop, oldies. A little bit of everything, but they do, you know, they're made up of a piano, a fiddle player, and a guitar player. So they've got that fiddle, which I really think a lot of Hot Springs locals and visitors alike will really get into. We've got Brian Martin's Mess. That's coming up June 22nd. They're Arkansas-based. I think a lot of people in Arkansas are familiar with Brian Martin. You know, he started Sad Daddy, which did really well when they were touring Arkansas and the surrounding states. So that's how he refers to his music is front porch soul, which I really love that. I think all of us have kind of sat on our front porch and been like, what is the perfect music for sitting on a front porch? It's Brian Martin's Mess.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be another. We try and book really high energy performances. So I think that's something that we definitely have. And then the last night, June 29th is our hip hop night. So we'll actually have an opener for that one. And his name is Sean Fresh. He's out of Little Rock. You know, he's the son of a pastor and an industrial worker. So music is something that he's found a lot of joy in and kind of hopes to spread that. So he's a singer, songwriter, entertainer, and he really tries to bring a lot of soul into his performance. And I think that's something that Hot Springs is really going to enjoy. After Sean Fresh is going to be Big Piff. I don't know if you've ever seen Big Piff perform live, have you?
Hmm.
Oh, he's such a fun entertainer. And, you know, he was raised in Pine Bluff, but he's actually a hip-hop ambassador, like, globally. So he travels the world. He's been to over 10 countries, just kind of having conversations with people about how to build a community around hip hop and around what he does. So he's done, he's worked with like TEDx and stuff like that. He's worked with the World Health Organization and Wharton School of Business and Crystal Bridges. So he's been around for a while, and his real thing, big thing, is focusing on positivity and kind of spreading joy with music.
Yeah. Sounds like a really interesting lineup over the next few weeks.
I really hope everybody likes it. I'm really excited about every week. So I'm excited to have everybody out there literally dancing in the streets. It's not very often you get to do that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstead.
We're a local rock band based right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We write, record, and play music here in the Spa City and around the state.
We'd love for you to check out our music streaming on all platforms now. Find us on Facebook and Insta, and look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillsteadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
So, how did you get involved with all of this, organizing events and Visit Hot Springs?
Sure, yeah. So, when I was still in high school, I went to my first low-key arts event back when it was on Arbor Street, when Bill Solitaire was the EC. And so he started that organization. And so, you know, I was from out of town, or from Fountain Lake, so out of town, quote unquote. So I came to a Valley of the Vapors event and Hot Water Hills events, and I really fell in love with it. And then Bill basically said, hey, do you want to come and work for some of these events? So I, you know, started by just like stage managing for free underneath the parking garage for an event that was done by Low Key Arts. And so then after I graduated college and came back into town, a position at Visit Hot Springs became open, and you know, I had helped Bill with Valley of the Vapors and Hot Water Hills events in the past. And so we'd worked together before. And so, you know, I got hired on originally as the special events assistant, and then just recently became the special events manager.
That's very interesting. I also came from the live events world.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was like I was a junior or senior.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing concerts up there in Little Rock.
Oh, cool.
And even, I've done Oakland, I've done Magic Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was more of a stagehand.
Gotcha.
I wasn't like the organizer. That's a whole different thing.
It's a lot of dealing with people, which I really like.
I can't do it. It's not for me. But it's definitely a special talent.
Yeah, I really love it. I it's really embarrassing, actually. You know, at a couple of Bridge Street Lives, one of the things I've always swore to myself is I'll never cry to a Journey song. And that's because when I was in marching band at Fountain Lake in high school, we performed a Journey set, and I just got tired of it. But I was at a Bridge Street Live, and the entire crowd was just singing along to Don't Stop Believing, and just seeing the joy on, like, hundreds of people's faces singing along with the song, I just started bawling, and I looked up and I said, I'd never cried a Journey.
Yeah.
But it's just beautiful seeing people come together, whether it's over music or just connecting at something like SpaCon, just seeing people kind of smile and be happy and dance. It's just, I think, one of the most beautifully human things that people can do, and having the opportunity to kind of put events on to bring people together so they can see new things, see a guy juggle, or see somebody do a little dance on stage or sing their favorite song. It's just, it's a really bright and shiny moment for me anytime those little blips happen.
Yeah, those are awesome. How long has Bridge Street Live been going on?
Sure, Bridge Street Live started in 2021, so this is the third year that we've done the full series of every Thursday in June. It started after COVID, which nobody likes really talking, but it started after COVID when events kind of just started coming back. And that's kind of where the idea was we're like, well, we have what's technically an entertainment district. How can we utilize this entertainment district? How can we encourage people to be outside and still, you know, give them some kind of free entertainment, which is how we ended up kind of with a block party style event there in the entertainment district.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of cities don't do that anymore.
I think outdoor entertainment districts are becoming more popular since COVID. You know, I've been in a couple, you see the in, I guess, North Little Rock, the Argenta District popped up.
Yeah.
River Market has grown and changed in Little Rock. I was just in El Dorado for Governor's Conference, and they've got an entertainment district, and they're doing stuff with their little music venue out there. So I think the outdoor music venues and the entertainment districts are becoming more popular, at least in Arkansas, from what I've seen, which I really like. You know, sometimes you just want to walk around outside and see what's going on.
Definitely. I'm here for it.
Good to hear.
So what's next for you guys? You guys going to keep this going, maybe expand it, or what's the plan?
Bridge Street Live is kind of nice, and having that district is really nice because we can kind of sprinkle in free concerts. So, you know, last year we had a one-off Bridge Street Live on a Friday in October. I think we might do that again because we kind of get to kick off the holiday or the Halloween season.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so many people show up in Halloween costumes for that Bridge Street Live event. So it wasn't the full series, but it was still the same kind of block party style, even if it was just one Friday. We did, 2 years ago, we did one in September that coincided kind of with SpaCon and happened the same night as opening nights at SpaCon. So the Bridge Street Live Entertainment District's really nice because if somebody's like, there's nothing to do, we can like, we'll make there something to do.
Yeah.
You know, here's a free concert. So I really like having the ability to just kind of sprinkle them around. And the fall weather is really nice for the October Bridge Streets, too. So I would expect to see more Bridge Street Live events sprinkled throughout the year that's not just in June.
That'll be awesome. So tell me, of all the events that you organize, which is your favorite, do you think?
I don't think I'm allowed to technically have a favorite. They all have their perks. I do really like the World Championship Running of the Tubs, which is coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My selfish reason for really liking that event is it's done by noon on Saturday.
Oh.
I don't have any other events. You know, usually I'm out to like 11 or so with the event. So the fact that that one's an early morning and I'm kind of an early morning person, that's really nice having an event that's at 9 a.m. because it's just a different kind of energy when people are, you know, drinking coffee, for example. You know, just a different type of energy. The costumes are great. I love the history around Tubbs. I'll always be partial to concerts and music because that's just something I grew up around.
Yeah.
So opening night at SpaCon when we bring in a band, that's always fantastic. And I didn't mention we also have a great DJ that's going to be playing from 5 to 7, so it's not just going to be 2 hours of silence in the district. So DJ Courier, who's a local Hot Springs guy, and he did it all last year for us too, and he's a great DJ. He brings in a lot of funk and soul.
Mm-hmm.
He does remixes that you don't hear very often. So I think those first 2 hours while we're like playing games and getting ready for the actual concert to begin, I think that's going to be a lot of fun too.
Cool. Is he the one who did the St. Patrick's Day parade also?
Mm-hmm. He sure did, yeah. We use him at SpaCon and St. Pat's, which DJing at St. Pat's is a whole different ballpark. You know, you've got to have those one-minute intervals, like, to a T. So he does really good work.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
So what lies ahead for Alexis Hampo?
Right now, I'm really just focusing on getting through June and making sure all of these events are as good as they can be. As for the future, you know, you can see me at SpaCon in September. You can see me at Good Run in November. I'm really lucky, and I love my job at Visit Hot Springs, putting on these very special and unique and almost odd events. I was talking about it with some coworkers the other day, and I'm like, do any of you know mimes? Also, how great is it that part of my job is like, I need a mime, stat.
Oh my gosh.
Like, who knows a juggler? Bring me a juggler, please. So there's a lot of small, silly parts of my job that just make it so fun for me. And I'm like, I get to do this. How lucky am I?
Yeah, that is very interesting. Seems like most people have to run mimes off. I haven't seen a mime out in public probably in the last 10 years.
I saw one recently at the Arts in the Park event, actually.
Oh, really?
And I was very quick to give that mime my card.
Yeah.
Like I have not gotten a call yet. Well, you know, they can't call.
They can't call.
That's the whole thing. They'll
text you.
Yeah, right. Text me. Please send me an email.
Well, he meant to call, but he found his invisible phone.
Right. Bad service on the invisible mime phone.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just hope that everybody, you know, comes out and watches the Running of the Tubs, comes out to Bridge Street. You know, I think we're really lucky to get to, I'm very lucky to get to throw free events. And I think everybody who is in Hot Springs is very lucky to have free events that they can kind of just come and support. You know, it's kind of like free water. We're very lucky to have free water. That's fantastic. And I hope to kind of make my events equivalent and soulfully nutritious, just like the free water that we have. And that is my first time making that analogy, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah. You guys come check out Bridge Street Live and all the other events that Visit Hot Springs puts on throughout the year.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.